Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and we want to continue on to finish up today where from our program yesterday about body piercings and tattoos. We ended up starting to talk about today wearing jewelry is acceptable attire in our society, yet the Bible has a caution for the women. 1 Timothy 2:9-10 says, in like manner also, that the woman adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Now, we have an issue with modesty. To dress modestly means that the body should be adequately covered by clothing. We're not to draw attention to ourselves. Tattoos and body piercings draw attention to oneself. There may be many reasons, but it's usually about standing out, actually, making a statement. Some of these practices today are extreme among those who are rebelling against tradition. There are those actually out there, folks, who shave their teeth to look like vampires. It's sad to say, they get their teeth cut down to look like vampires. Some get Teflon implants in their head so they look like horns. I've seen this. It's terrible. Others have multiple piercings on their face and body. The Hebrew people were prohibited from any laceration or markings of the body. Cutting the skin was associated with pagan cults that tattooed their followers like they mourned the dead in Leviticus 19:28. So, you know, any voluntary disfigurement of a person was in itself forbidden to be done upon God's workmanship, which is the body. Because we were made by God to be the temple of God, we are made in the image of God and should not deface it. That's Genesis 1:26-27. For the simple reason we are to give our body as a proper reverence for God's creation, which is Leviticus 19:26-28. Now, some may say, well, God said to be circumcised. That's cutting the flesh. And true. But this is only on males, and it's not cutting anywhere one chooses on the body. And this small operation was instructed by the Lord on the 8th day, and not any day we choose. It was significant for Israel, for it was a token of the Abrahamic covenant, and was mandatory for those who joined Israel to worship the one true God. It symbolized the new heart that God gives to those who follow him. Genesis 17:10, 34:15, Exodus 4:26, Acts 7:8, Colossians 2:11, and Romans 4:10-11. Now, while it was part of the covenant God made with Israel only, Paul actually stands against this ordained practice given in Judaism in Galatians 5:2-6, saying it profits nothing if you are in the new covenant. I guess the first mark put on man was by God and was for his protection. Genesis 4:15 says, and the Lord said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. The original words, you know, literally rendered are, the Lord gave a sign, a token or pledge to Cain that no one who found him should kill him. So God was actually assuring him of his personal protection by some external sign or evidence, you know, that was granting him continuance of life for his punishment of murder. Tattooing, you know, the word tattoo comes from the Tahitian tattoo, T-A-T-U, which means to mark something. Body painting was to express social status and religious values, and it was often used to indicate one's social role at any given time. Now, tattooing was practiced by the Egyptians as early as 2000 BC. Color tattooing became highly developed among the Maoris of New Zealand and was once popular as a form of adornment in China, India, and Japan. Sailors introduced the practice into Europe during the Age of the Exploration, which was the 16th century and the 17th century. That's from tattooing in the Encarta Encyclopedia, by the way. Captain Cook made the discovery to the then unknown islands of the South Seas. And on April 11, 1769, Tahiti was sighted, and he and his crew went ashore for a few days. Joseph Banks first recorded the name and customs of the people that had the marks, and he put it in his observation in his journals. He said, the Maoris of New Zealand tattooed elaborate designs on their faces to disguise expressions of fear. Early Japanese wore tattoos to designate their rank in society. Tattoos were used in the 19th century to brand criminals and in the 20th century to label inmates of Nazi concentration camps. And that's out of the Compton's Interactive Encyclopedia Deluxe. Now, today here in Hawaii, tattoos are very popular and people can have a stylish ring design around their ankle or wrist to having a good portion of the body painted to just, you know, whatever they want. The world has different tattoo designs that come from various cultures in the world. The majority of the drawings have religious significance. Many tattoos have the name of God, the people they serve, like they did in ancient days. Figures of death, though, also dragons and mythical creatures to even crucifixes are popular. Snakes and occult-like symbols are very popular designs. Angelic creatures to hideous beings are beautifully drawn on various parts of the body, even with characters of the Bible. But is this all indicative of something deeper? Well, David Kupilian, Vice President of WorldNetDaily.com, says that throughout history, certain societal behaviors contribute to its spiral downward and make a people ripe for rebellion against God, describing today's celebratory piercing and tattooing of the body as one of the cultural indicators bearing a striking resemblance to the age of spirit of defiant paganism. Kupilian laments, "It's as though the religious spirit of retrobate pagan civilizations of the past has tapped into today's pop culture." Excuse me. Now, although Kupilian's report is based on the current condition of our culture, Christians should also take notice, especially since we see evidence of similar popular youth expression growing in the church today. That is a fact. Now, tattoos can be found in ancient civilizations, you know, like we said, with the Egyptians. Israelites were freed from this nation that held them captive for 430 years, you know. During the wilderness trek that the Israelites took, they were told, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord." That's Leviticus 19:28. So, you know, the Hebrew word kethobeth means an impression, an inscription, a mark in the flesh. Now, there are those in the church today, folks, who encourage tattoos and interpret that this prohibition was to heathen pagan images only. They look to history to validate their practice by finding some men that had Christian symbols on them, and it's then used as justification for Judeo-Christian body art today. But notice it states any cuttings, the Bible does, tattoos or marks, not just certain ones. Since a tattoo is a cutting, it would be part of this prohibition. You can't make a tattoo without having a needle pierce your skin umpteen times, over and over and over again. Let's see what this says. Consider what the Bible warns of in the last days, and though it may not be fully here yet, it is coming. Also he, the false prophet, compels all alike, both small and great, both the rich and the poor, both free and slave, to be marked with an inscription stamped on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that no one will have the power to buy or sell unless he bears the stamp that is in the name, that is the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's Revelation 13, 16, 17. Now, there's a report the RFID ink product could track humans. A U.S. company launched a chipless RFID, a radio frequency identification ink that can be used to track both animals and people. Visible or invisible ink tattoos can be applied to the skin and tracked by RFID readers positioned a few feet away, says the company. That's SoMark. That's a report by Anthony Salvas, Thursday, January 11, 2007. They also said it was successfully tested on cattle and laboratory rats and proved the efficacy of injecting and reading a tattoo within the skin of the animal. So, you know, what we have, you know, all Christians and any Christian who knows their scripture will immediately set up and take notice of this patent, for it refers to one of the most important biblical prophecies. The Bible states that this mark will be placed on the skin, but will be visible or usable on the outside. It'll tie into the world's global commerce. Now, I'm not, you know, as Don is saying here, he's not saying that these tattoos are the mark, but what he's saying is that there's an intentional desensitizing going on today that's preparing a generation to think nothing of it when it does become introduced. You know, God's people were, you know, as God's people were to learn from the lessons of Israel, you know, not to follow the mistakes they made in the beginning. God repeatedly warned these people, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. That's Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14. Lest they, Deuteronomy 20, 18 says, lest they teach you to do according to all their abominations, which they have done for their gods, and you sin against the Lord, your God. So, you know, their cutting and tattoos are usually linked to gods they worship. Today, religious drawings are very popular. So, you know, consider this, you know, really when you think about it. Jesus said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. It's not life, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Matthew says, if we are not to be overly concerned about our body, does it not make sense that tattooing would be included? Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? That's in 1 Corinthians. If anyone defiles the temple of God, well, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? That's what you need to ask yourself. So, you know, the Bible makes it clear we're not to mark our skins, we're not to tattoo our bodies, we're not to cut ourselves and do all the things that we're doing. And as Christians, you see this is rampant in the church today. There's preachers out there, crazy people out there, you know, they're out there tattooing themselves like maniacs, and they're calling it godly. You got these young preachers that are, and some of them older preachers, who are catering to youth and allowing the youth to do whatever they want to do in the name of God. And it's sinful, it's wrong, and it's going to bring them down the wrong path, because what you're doing is you're conforming to the world and opening the door for Satan. I know I blubbered through this last two programs with you, but I've read a lot of the Bible to lay the groundwork to show that you shouldn't be doing these things. And as a Christian, if you already have accepted the Lord, you know better. Don't go out there putting tattoos all over your body and making some excuse for it just to make it right for you. Once again, it's a false teaching. It's a false guidance. It's a false teacher that's telling you to do these things. The Bible makes it clear that you cannot, should not, and will not do these things if you follow the Lord. So quit making excuses for doing everything you do. Don't go tattooing your body by putting a cross on it, or a portrait of who you think Jesus, what you think Jesus may look like, or any of the, or Bible verses, all those things. Don't do it. Put Bible verses on paper, put them in your pocket, and pass them around. But don't be tattooing your body. Don't be, you ought to see some of these people that tattoo themselves and got earrings hanging all over their body and piercings all over themselves. It's sickening. They look like something right out of hell, folks. And yet they're calling themselves Christians. And what people that are big in the church and been in the church for years and years are accepting it as normal. And it's wrong. I hope through my blubbering that you've learned a little bit of something. I certainly pray you have. It's been enlightening for me to read what I read, because it reassures me that tattoos are wrong, piercings are wrong. It gives me more ground to stand on. It's if it's God's word, then it has to be right. And that's how I look at things. That's how I hope you look at things. I pray you do. But if you're a parent out there and you got youngsters, you know, teach them right from wrong before it's too late, okay? No body piercings, no tattoos if you're a Christian. That's all there is to it. If you already have them before you became a Christian, it's not a problem. Listen, gotta go. God bless y'all. See you next week. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.